Welcome to Mindful Mutiny. Now, something that I don't talk about very much is that I was raised in the Mormon Church. And the Mormon Church is one of many American-based religions that are pretty widely known. They have a very large following in the United States, and they have a very specific means by which of how the faith is practiced. It's a very hierarchical religion. And everybody who has left a faith like this walks out of that faith with a story. And it's no different than, say, Jehovah's Witness or First Baptist or many of these other groups that that are very highly identified with a name. They're very in-group related. Now, when you're in one of these groups, it kind of feels good because you have a strong community surrounding you. You always have somebody to help you move, somebody to be there with you, somebody to pray with you, somebody to help you with a project. There's things for your children to do, and there's always something going on with the group. Now, when I'm doing work, counseling, and coaching, the issue of faith always comes up because I ask people, what is your spiritual background? And people in general say, well, I just kind of expect, I'm more of a spiritual person than I am a religious person. I was raised Catholic. I was raised this or that. And people generally have a bit of a revulsion to organized faith because they've had bad experiences with these groups. And of course, we cannot avoid the fact that human history has had a very checkered past with regard to faith. When faith turns into a political system, it can do incredible damage. And so in the modern day, you have a lot of incredibly thoughtful people that go, yeah, I'm not opting in to something that has created so much bloodshed and pain. There is another problem that's associated with this, where people just simply walk away from the concept of spirituality because named religions have developed into groups that behave badly and quite literally hurt people in the millions. Spirituality is something that is different from organized faith, and it is incredibly important for people to have some sense of understanding where you are spiritually. This doesn't mean that you believe in God, per se. It can mean that you are an agnostic. You can mean that you are somebody who just is a theist, not adhering to a specific Abrahamic, in general, perspective on what God is. And spirituality, practically for you, is something that should give you strength. It is something that should help you define what your values are inside. Your spirituality is something that should carry you through the wonderful times and the really hard times because you know who you are. You know what you are. You have a practice that is regular where you're checking in to your very spirit and the inside of you and how you connect to something that is eternal, that is beyond you. It's a very important thing to do. One of the things that modern religions are very good at is putting you into a group, and it's a very seductive thing. After I left the Mormon Church in my youth, I joined group after group, and some of these groups were not religious groups. They were just groups that I could really feel like I could wear a brand and that I was a part of that group. And it was this group, it was this church, it was that thing. And as much as the spirituality was important, so was the community with other people. But you find over time that community is very messy. And oftentimes, the community turns out to not be what you thought it was, because everybody kind of has to believe a certain ideal. Now, when you are looking at your own spirituality, there are some really fantastic practices that people can do together. Mindfulness practices, yogic practices, learning about the chakras, these different things that are not culty. And you can join these things and you can be a part of these things that can help you transcend where you are. You also don't have to join with a group because groups can be messy. You weren't born to just simply think like everybody else. You were born to think just like you. You have your own specific identity, and while being in groups can help with the accomplishment of one thing or another, it's not necessarily going to transcend your spiritual journey that should be based upon your values and your ideals. Now, this is not some gigantic screed against all organized religion, because organized religion can really be an amazing space for people, for families, but also it's not a place to go and simply surrender to everything that's being said. You have your own mind. Why is spirituality important? Jobs will come and go. Relationships will come and go. People will live in our lives and people will die. And the thing that carries us through all of these things, some of these traumatic changes, is what we believe to be true about ourselves and about the universe around us. There is a life force that is, I like to call it pure source. That's not something that I made up. Okay. Pure source is just simply reality. Reality coming from the light of the ages that is a part of everything that is good. And when you breathe in the life force of all that is good, all that is pure, all that is absolutely ageless about you and about me and about everything, you become less fearful of the changes in your life, and you become more confident in who it is that you are, and the more that you develop your spiritual self. When you know yourself, when you know your deepest and most pure form of yourself, you are going to function at a higher level. When you are acting based upon your values to the point where you don't even have to think about what your values are, you know what you need out of this thing, out of that thing, and you don't fear the end of something, the beginning of a different thing, or the end of an affiliation with a group, you become truly free. That spirituality that is based upon you, yourself, not the name of the group that you are affiliated with, that purity is what helps you develop yourself spiritually, yourself, and giving yourself the greatest amount of moral strength and courage to do the right thing, no matter what the consequences are. Spirituality isn't just something that's important for you individually. It really is important for a society. And in Western society, we've been separated from the importance of faith because it has been so closely linked with organized religions. A society that has people in it that are not practicing some form of spirituality is a society that becomes fractured. It's a society that becomes less kind, less trusting, less empathetic. That's the society that we're in right now. And with you and me practicing a pure form of spirituality where we come to understand more about ourselves every single day, where we're diving deep into our own meditative journeys, where we are diving deep into questioning what is us and what is the projection of what we thought that we were supposed to be, transcending things that just simply aren't true into purity. So your job is to become as pure as you possibly can, to know yourself, to remove pretentiousness, to remove your need for acceptance from others, because that acceptance from others, it's always conditional. And you are operating on your own specific, absolutely timeless journey in your life here. And you are the only person that you owe total purity to. When I was in the Mormon church, it was an incredibly hierarchical thing. I had to unlearn the term calling, meaning that somebody else is calling for you to do something. You have a calling to be a part of this thing. You have a calling for this. A calling is something that comes from inside you. Sometimes religions can redefine the meaning of words. When I was in the Mormon church, there was always a next level that you were trying to climb to and achieve. And if you were at this certain level, you had a higher status than other people in the church. That's just the way that the whole thing is actually built. When the people who walked in for the very first time looking for something that they needed in their life, maybe they were an alcoholic, maybe they were just gotten divorced, maybe something terrible had just happened in their life and they were thirsting for something that was good, because a lot of people are attracted to the Mormon church because it looks so, so wholesome. And people come based upon that image. And then people come with a great sense of, I need God now in my life. And I would think about those people that would come, and I would think about how pure those people were in those moments, in those first couple of moments sitting in the pews of trying to find out whether this is a place where they feel welcome, where they feel spiritually nourished. And how pure that first couple of meetings are for those people. When the people that were higher up in the church, and there were many really wonderful people in this church, maybe in those moments weren't nearly as pure as the person who needed God now, needed something beautiful in their life right now. So I challenge you, be pure. Be somebody who has a total need for something higher in your life and seek it. Seek it on your own. Do the meditative practices. Take a look at the whole concept of what the chakras are. They're amazing. I'm going to be doing a series on the chakras, and they're a wonderful way for you to check into your spirit and your body. And you don't need to join a group to gain status to learn those things. It is for you. It is for me. It is for everybody. Spiritual fulfillment is something that every single person should be seeking as equally as they are looking to advance their careers, to improve their relationships, because that relationship that you have with your spirit is something that you actually do take with you after you pass on from this earth. You don't take the title of your job and you don't take the money with you, but you do take that. So in closing here, spirituality is for you. It's for me. It's not for you to change your identity to conform to a group of other people. It's not for you to have the credentials to be a part of this group where other people can't. You are your own individual, and you deserve to have purity and joy and love and fulfillment in your heart. Now go be something great.